is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show. Hey, folks. What is this? Thursday morning. My week's flying by. Man, a lot of stuff today. So you saw officially the word is that the Super Bowl here in Tampa was not a super spreader event.
Wasn't as germy as we thought it was going to be.
Well, you saw this, Froggy. Did you see this by any chance?
You know that I get my news at one place. And that's the MJ Morning Show.
Right here. So you're hearing this for the very first time.
Yeah.
So, right. Okay. Yeah.
I make sure not to do any research.
Yeah. No research, no prep. You come here to get all the information that you need.
Leave here so informed every day.
He tells everybody.
Yeah.
You won't believe what I heard on the radio this morning.
They're like, aren't you on that show?
I was on the radio. I was on the show, and I listened to what I heard.
Amazing.
The only place I get my news and information and entertainment crap is the MJ Morning Show.
And then he super spreads it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, so not a super spreader event. That news came out yesterday. Pretty interesting stuff. We can get into that later on. Loaded up today. It's a lot of crap. My bee event, my bee removal at my house yesterday turned into like this viral mania. I mean, folks are telling me, I've heard from, I can't even tell you how many people, you know, people responding to me on social media, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, email, people that I know. My God, I couldn't look away. I couldn't stop watching. I shot like over a 1 hour Instagram live yesterday as we were removing the bees from this eave, this little architectural awning overhang over a balcony on my house. And, you know, we cut into the wood and we didn't know what was in until we opened it up. And there was a hive, like whatever you call it, honeycombs hive, like the size of two basketballs. And there were estimated to be like 30,000 bees in there. It was just and pounds of honey. We took that out. It's incredible.
There was every emotion in that little Instagram video you made.
Oh, so you watched it?
I watched the whole damn thing. There was excitement. There was fear. There was suspense. There was. I was afraid. I was afraid for you.
There was annoyance because the beekeeper kept on having to deal with you.
Yeah, she's like, shut up already, sir.
You were like, there's like thousands of bees around you, and you're like, ah! And you're screaming, and I'm like, what are you doing? The bees are going to go nuts.
She never yelled at me. She was great.
She was amazing.
Yeah, that was
really good.
Yeah, Alicia from How's Your Day Honey, and she came out and we removed the bees. I had Carpenter Dave, you know, cut open the wood to do it from a carpenter's point of view, and she gets in there and, well, just incredible. Do we have the video? Is that posted up on MJMorningShow.com yet? Did we post that yet, guys?
We can get it up there, but you know, I logged in for about a minute. And you were just having
Logged in for a minute. Fester watched the whole thing. Hold on. I got to explore this. Hang on. Hold on to that thought. I want to explore that a little deeper next on the MJ Morning Show. Q105 just getting started.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
How about take a smell of me now? Take a whiff of me now. It's the MJ Morning Show. Of course, it's Phil Collins. And you know, ever since he had that problem with his wife and they split up and they had a problem with their, what, Miami home and their assets together. If you don't know the story, there was a big, you know, domestic issue with Phil Collins and his wife. They're estranged, and she made all kinds of claims that he's like this crazy hermit now, and he didn't shower for like 6 or 8 months, and
the teeth brushing is a shocking
thing. He didn't brush his teeth for, what, was it weeks or months at a time or something?
Maybe a year at a time.
Now, I don't know if what she was claiming was real, whether it was accurate, or whether she was just jamming the story up. I don't know. But every time I hear Phil Collins, and it just, it overwhelms my mind. I can't think of anything else but the allegations made by his estranged wife. And especially when we play In the Air tonight. I'm sniffing in the air tonight. I'm trying to see if I can smell Phil Collins up here in Tampa from Miami, you know?
The breath is what gets me. It's like, I just picture his horrible breath as he's singing into the microphone, spitting all over it.
Listen, I don't know if it's a true story. I mean, those were the claims that she made. And then remember there were stories, oh, they could reconcile. And then I saw, I don't think there's a chance at reconciliation anyway. That's the Phil Collins story. What are you pointing to me, Fester? Fester's on a website right now, and he's like pointing at crap. You got a bunch of watches up there. What were you showing me?
Those are Phil Collins's watches.
Oh, really?
Collins's?
Oh. How do you say Collins?
Phil Collins's watches.
No, it's Phil Collins's.
No, it's not. You don't do an extra.
You do three S's.
No, you don't. You don't go Phil Collins's.
So his ex-wife is auctioning off his stuff.
Oh, wow.
And he smells.
And he has some really high-end watches. Here.
Oh, he does. Look at this. A Rolex GMT Master 2 Meteorite Pepsi.
With a Pepsi?
No,
that sounds good.
Well, the bezel, when the bezel is the red and the blue, they call that the Pepsi Rolex because of the red and the blue. Because the Pepsi, remember the Pepsi logo had the
I get it.
Red and the blue type yin-yang looking thing.
Rolex couldn't be more pissed about that, by the way.
Yin-yang. all Rolex. I'm not a Rolex fan. I've never owned a Rolex. I don't have a Rolex. But man, this is some nice jewelry and bracelets. And
I wonder if he takes care of his jewelry as well as he does his gums and teeth.
Wow, a Rolex Daytona Leopard valued at what, $70,000 to $90,000? Wow,
it seems like a good deal.
His watches probably have gingivitis.
But she has all kinds of stuff. You know, eyeglasses that he wore, you can buy for $100.
When did she start this auction?
Okay, so I saw the news over the weekend that she was going to have an auction.
Phil Collins's ex,
this is
Orianne Cevey. Her last name is Cevey. Is it Cevey, or is it just Skeevy? What is it?
She just goes by Orianne because there's nobody else named that in the world.
Orianne.
CBS?
They're saying that her auction could bring $1 million with all of the information.
So she has it with this gallery, and it started yesterday.
Wow. Oh, this is an online auction.
The Codner Gallery. I've never heard of it.
The Codner Gallery. For all of your fine art and jewelry, auction needs, it's the Codner Gallery.
But he has
Patek Philippe.
Okay,
so come on, get it right.
Patek Philippe.
It's not like Philippe Park.
Yeah, what the hell happened? Why did Harold Freeman and Son lose their Patek Philippe dealership in Bel Air Bluffs? What the hell happened there? Somebody let me know.
Yeah,
I was very upset about that. Yeah.
Richard Milley watch. Richard Mill?
Richard Mill.
Look, his name is Richard.
Richard Mill. I'm not really a fan. I mean, there's some serious watchmaking going on there, but I'm not a huge fan.
His name's Dick.
You can imagine how many purses that a rock star's wife has. All God. These high-end purses.
Christian Dior and Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Fendi and look at this.
Filled with breath mints and strips.
This looks like, oh my God, this looks like a department store.
And then clothes he might have worn while recording or in concert or on video.
And now some of this stuff is hers, clearly, because I don't think Phil Collins was walking around with Louis Vuitton purses, but he might have had a Merce at one point, a man purse. But the amount of crap that she's auctioning off is unbelievable.
It's essentially an online liquidation sale. There's about 50 purses here, and there's probably 20 super, super high-end watches along with tons of jewelry and shoes.
And why is she doing this?
Any drum sets?
Well, she's cleaning out her house.
She's just cleaning. It's a garage sale.
Essentially an estate sale.
That's a very good question. Any Phil Collins drum sets from the garage?
Something cool, at least.
I'll keep looking.
Or a toothbrush, man, unused.
There, it's brand new, unused Phil Collins toothbrush.
Just has 100 toothbrushes in the packages.
A diamond encrusted handle, by the way.
I can't use it.
If you'd like to bid on his 1989 International Rock Award, you can.
Oh, look at that. Estimated at $1,000 to $10,000. They think that's the range for the auction. This is crazy, man. This is amazing. All right. We'll have to watch. When does the auction close? When do you have to bid by?
I have to figure that out.
Oh, look at that. A tongue scraper. That's awesome.
Never used.
Don't they say the bulk of the bad breath comes from like junk in
your tongue? Oh, you got to get your tongue like you get a dirty window. You just got to scrape that.
You need
thing.
A tongue squeegee.
Ugh.
Yeah. At 6:18, it's the MJ Morning Show. Well, Fester, you interrupted the flow here. I was going to talk about Roxanne.
Good job, dude.
Who watched 1 minute of my bee video. Hey, Cooper, is that up on the website right now? Do you have it?
Yeah, guys, wait for this. It's called MJ's Unbelievable Bee Removal.
Yeah, I hate you, Cooper.
What? MJ's Unbelievable?
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. It's so good. It's not that good.
Is Coop drunk?
He might be. I like drunk Coop.
He's drunk on Listerine or something. On Fireball. Little.
You guys ready for this?
All right, so go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. For the early crowd, I'll discuss this in greater depth, but I spoke about this numerous times this week. That a bee removal expert, Alicia, from How's Your Day, Honey, from St. Pete, came to my house, and we removed on the exterior overhang of one of my balconies. We had to get inside this overhang. It was like a soffity kind of thing, and there were like 30,000 bees inside, and two massive like hives with honeycombs that were like the size of two basketballs. It was unbelievable. I'm going to get into the whole story later on. But if you want to see the video, it is posted. People are telling me they could not look away. I shot the video for over an hour, and it is intense. I walk in, our traffic dude and personal butler to Roxanne, Pat George. He's like, dude, I couldn't look away. I could not stop watching. I heard this from dozens of people.
Pat watched it for me and told me about it.
Yeah, that's great.
We were waiting for them to attack you. That's all we wanted.
You know, these were calm bees. These bees, and the beekeeper, Alicia, kept saying, you know, these are very friendly, nice bees. She kept saying, they're not the Africanized killer bees. I'm like, well, how would you know? She said, because they'd be attacking your eyeballs right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Everybody's covered up but you.
That's what she said. And I did not have a bee suit on. I did get stung on my hand, but it was not by being outside and being 6 inches away from the bees. I was inside, and because there's a balcony and French doors that go out from my master bedroom, a couple of bees had gotten inside, and there was one on the drapes, and I went to push the drapes, and the bee was on there and then stung my hand. So it was like not when you'd expect me to get stung. But I just got a little sting on my hand. It was fine. And she said, well, I guess you're not allergic because your throat would have closed up by now.
You'd be rushed to TGH right about now.
She was like, do you have an EpiPen? I'm like, no, I've got a Bic pen. Does that work if I jam that up my thigh?
Next time I'll get you.
Go to MJMorningShow.com. Oh, the bees, the big bee box is still out on our balcony to attract all the other bees to get back into the box. All right, I'll tell the whole story later on. It's unbelievable. You want to see the video, go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. And Coop, is that in the things that we talk about on the, or is that a full post?
It's a full post. The first thing you see.
Why don't we have full posts for everything? If it's important enough for me to talk about, why don't we do full posts?
I'll tell you the logic.
All right, give me the logic later on. All right, back in a second. It's the MJ Morning Show. Load it up. Let's do some early morons in the news. I got great morons, and we'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. You got Q105. It's MJ here with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. This is the MJ Morning Show. It is 6:30. Heads up, because you have a lot of stuff to do today. Content-wise, too much, not enough time. As usual, 4 hours, just not going to cut it. So, a lot of stuff on the way. Trip a Day song, we'll give you that at 8 o'clock this morning, or maybe 8:05, somewhere in the vicinity, somewhere in the neighborhood, somewhere in the month. Around 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you the latest Trip a Day song, and then when to listen for it later on to win that staycation at the Bilmar Beach Resort on Treasure Island. So, hang on, folks, it's coming up. And then at 9:20 this morning, right around 9:20, we'll give away another pair of Universal tickets along with a parking pass, which is a very nice little prize there.
Yeah.
All right, early morons in the news, and I just asked Roxanne, to see if there was an update on this thing, and Roxanne, you say I'm the latest version here?
You do.
Yeah, because this, this is just a couple of days old, and I wanted to know if there was any update, any new information, because there are some bits and pieces missing to the story. And this was two women arrested after there was an argument over racial slurs on an American Airlines flight. Two women from the Bronx, they caused an American Airlines flight to have to divert. Going from point A to point B, they had to land at an intermediate point C.
Over words?
Over racial slurs, an argument on board the airplane, behavior called disturbing and unacceptable, including spitting at a passenger who asked them to stop using racial slurs. So it appears, and none of the reports have the, have you been able to locate the police report on this? Maybe the police report has what racial slurs they were using.
I just see Phoenix police charged with disorderly conduct.
Yeah, Kelly Pichardo, 30, and Lisa Rodriguez, 29, they were on board American Airlines Flight 776 from Dallas-Fort Worth to Los Angeles, California, when apparently there was quite a disturbance on that aircraft. Yes, you're now free to curse and use racial slurs around the country. They were busted. It turns out that a male passenger asked them to stop using offensive language. I was just trying to figure out what was the offensive language that apparently they were just blurting out during the course of the flight. Pichardo then spat on the guy.
Oh.
So guy says, hey, ladies, can you stop using this offensive language? Can you stop saying whatever they're saying? So they were using racial slurs. Kelly Pichardo, Lisa Rodriguez, I don't know, you know, what the racial slurs that they were using, but it was bad enough that another passenger, a guy, maybe the seat in front, maybe the seat in back, or I don't know, maybe they were next to each other in the same row. Guy says, hey, can you stop, please, using the racial slurs? Stop with the language. And one of the women spits on the guy during COVID-19. So she had to lower her mask, which was also a violation of the FAA mandate, in order to spit on the fellow passenger.
Yeah, but then there was a physical altercation after that.
Yeah, that's coming up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to ask, have you ever turned around to someone, like at a football game, and said, hey, could you, I've got kids with me. Maybe this dad had, maybe it was a guy who had kids with him. Hey, can you stop talking like that, please?
You know, I don't think it was a football game or a sporting event, but I know I have. I can't remember specifics, but I know that there was an adult that in some instances cursing, and I was like, hey, can you
not? The conversations everywhere he goes.
Who's that?
You!
No, I don't.
I asked.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? You're like little Larry David.
Okay.
Now, Roxanne, hold on. The way you brought that up, it sounds like that you had to do the same thing.
I never have, but my dad did. I remember being a little kid at a Bucks game, and my dad would turn around and say, hey, I got daughters here. Stop using that language.
I gotcha.
Bleep off, old man.
Yeah, who told you to bring your kid to a game? It's out of daycare.
What do you have, Fess? Do you have any new information here?
No, I was going to make a terrible joke about how they were insulting Polish people, but with their racial slurs.
Oh, great.
But, eh.
All right, well, then it turns out that this is crazy. The man who was spat on, he starts recording them with his phone. Anyway, this thing got really bad on board, so the flight from Dallas to Los Angeles, they had to divert to Phoenix.
Now, doesn't it cost thousands and thousands of dollars to divert a flight?
Yeah, because you've got the fuel issue, because you're landing, then taking off, you got to refuel, you know, then because you're most efficient at high altitude, right? And then you've got landing fees. You've got they've got additional landing fees that they occur by landing at the other airport.
And then you're off schedule.
Rodriguez was also accused of striking the man on the hand to stop him from recording. Stop recording!
Hey,
and smacks him on the hand. Yeah.
Oh, that's really aggressive.
Upon arrival at the Phoenix airport, which is known as Sky Harbor International Airport.
Yes.
Yeah, it turns out that they were met by police, obviously, at the gate. You know, I know a Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport policeman.
That's random.
Yeah,
it really is.
Oh, you think?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you think? No, I was scuba diving with him and his good friend in Little Cayman. Yeah. I was scuba diving because, you know, I love going to Little Cayman. We haven't gone. This will be the second year we're going to miss now because of COVID-19. We always go like every March for spring break. And, man, God, I love Little Cayman, the smallest of the Cayman Islands. And, maybe 5-6 years ago, I was on a boat for numerous days and I was diving with two cops that were cops at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Police. Two nice guys, as a matter of fact. Anyway, the two were arrested when it landed in Phoenix for their behavior. This is just a crazy story. And, you know, Americans said their behavior was disturbing, unacceptable. And then, you know, she hit the guy, spat on the guy. I mean, what is wrong with people? Why don't you realize that, like, things are enhanced when you're on an airplane and then there are potentially federal charges at play here? What is the matter with these idiots? That's why we call it Morons in the News, and well, guess what? Got more coming up. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 641 as the morons roll on the early edition. Oh, also, I'm looking forward to this. Guys, do you have a time in which you want to do the Froggy and Roxanne voice-off?
Wait, what?
Little voice off. Listen, I haven't given Froggy all the details yet, MJ.
Oh, Fester, you were coordinating this. You have not. It sounds like Froggy's got no details.
I've been.
Well, this
taunting,
is where I get my news.
I've been taunting Froggy that there's going to be a challenge to him today.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go into a full detail.
Well, now I know.
Now
right?
You know. It's me.
There's going to be a voice off today. Yesterday, Froggy reintroduced his B/midget/progeria voice on the show.
Well, wait a minute. He didn't just reintroduce it yet. He's been doing it all along. He's done it numerous times since we've been back.
I've been doing it for years and years.
And by the way, Chloe, my daughter Chloe, she loves it. And in fact, she thanks you for saying hello to her in the in this special little voice, which is the voice used for the bees at my house. It's your progeria voice, which it's a very sad condition. I'm really on the fence about you kind of making fun of that because there's nothing to make fun of. But the voice is funny. And then also the little person voice.
Yes, midget.
Mine's just a V voice.
So Roxanne says to me during one of the commercials yesterday, she goes, you know, I do a B/midget voice too.
I did not say that.
You know, you're always challenging
me. She gave
me
a sample of it.
You know, Roxanne always has to one-up all of us in the room.
I mean, that is ridiculous. Yeah. The one-upsmanship is insane.
She is a legit one-upper.
Now, I have not heard
this. It's a sign of flattery.
Now, Fester, did you hear the voice? What do you call the voice you do, Roxanne?
Don't do the voice.
Just call it a bee voice.
Okay.
It's a bee voice. Everybody's doing bee voices now.
It's like Yoda-ish, too.
Now, Fester, did you hear Roxanne's voice?
She gave me a
sample?
A taste?
She gave me a 3-second sample, and she would have gone on longer.
You got a Sam's Club sample, like the lady with the hair nut giving you a thing with a toothpick in it, right? Is that what you got?
3 seconds was enough.
Which, by the way, the BJ's, the Costco, why'd you give me a look when I said BJ?
I don't know where we were going.
Come on, get your mind out of it. All right, so you got the Cooper, you okay in there?
Yeah.
All the warehouse clubs that give out samples, you're probably going to say how they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, BJ's, Costco, Sam's Club, you know, forget about feeding the family for free on a Saturday and Sunday. going from table to table to table, you know, a little cart to cart to cart. Yeah, they're not doing these things anymore with the whole COVID deal.
I miss this.
All right, so where was I?
So she gives me a three-second sample, and all I needed was 3 seconds. And I'm like, stop.
Have a time.
There's going to be a challenge tomorrow.
Is this going to be as good as your British voice?
All you needed was 3 seconds of the sample, and you said, stop. Have a time.
Man.
Right?
Hammer Time is going down on the morning show today. A battle royale between Froggy and his B voice and Roxanne and her midget voice.
Wow. Froggy, it's important. You just asked a really good question. Is it as good as my British voice? Last night, I was trying to do a B voice with a British accent, and it's impossible.
Sounds a little cumbersome.
Don't overthink it, Rox.
What time are you thinking that we're going to do this Roxanne versus Froggy with the crazy voice competition?
I don't see why we shouldn't do it in maybe 45 minutes or an hour.
Is this like better than The Voice? Is this like better than America's Got Talent?
Okay, so maybe you and I sit on the other side of the room with our backs to them, and we turn our chairs around for Froggy, extra added drama.
Froggy won't be there.
Frog B will be there.
What?
Frog B?
That's right.
What do you got?
You know, I gotta be honest. Maybe there's something to that voice. Maybe you should use that voice in perpetuity on the show. Maybe.
Like forever?
Forever, you just use that voice.
I mean, you know, being a B, really, yesterday was a hard day for me, seeing all my cousins and my family.
They were relocated.
They're ripped out of their home.
Yeah,
I am a monster.
I will get into the bee relocation deal at my house, which was just incredible.
And a really hot bee lid.
And the, will you stop it with that, please?
I'm a bee.
All right.
Sorry, I have different tastes.
All right, I'll explain all of that coming up. You guys, you chewed into our morons on the news time here.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to push off the second chunk of the early morons in the news into the next segment.
That's not a big deal. Come on.
You're throwing me all off over here, guys, by, you know, getting it. But so there's going to be a voice competition between Roxanne and Froggy during the show later on.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, what time are you thinking? Sometime,
yes.
Maybe next hour?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
7 o'clock hour, maybe?
Yeah, sounds
right.
Great.
Oh, well, coming up in just a bit. All right. I'll get to the second chunk of the morons next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, 655. Where'd Froggy go? Hey, Fester, where does he disappear to? Froggy leaves. Is it the IBS thing?
I don't know. I mean, it can't be 5 times, 10 times a morning IBS.
Yeah, you know, I got to dig up that jingle. Remember the IBS jingle? I think I have it in my email somewhere. Hold on a minute.
Maybe twice a morning.
He's coming back.
All right. Maybe twice a morning.
Hold on. I'll address it. Hey, Froggy, where do you go?
I had a phone call.
Can you get on the mic? I can't hear you mumbling near the door. Can you get on the mic?
I talked to a customer. It called me. I'm sorry.
No, you disappear a lot during the show. It's like I look over there. I'm getting ready.
I can't sit in here during commercial breaks.
Yeah, this is a tough room to sit in during the on-air show. Commercial breaks even worse. Yeah,
and this feels so damn good outside.
This room is just... I feel like I'm being hotboxed in here. You know,
and guys, you don't understand. Being a glasses wearer and wearing this, I'm fogged up all morning. It's like...
Yeah, that's true.
I need windshield wipers for my glasses.
A little inside baseball here. A little inside radio. You know, we are getting some movement on getting a new MJ Morning Show studio.
All right.
But listen, it's not the Beasley folks' fault here. It goes back to CBS. When CBS Radio owned these radio stations, clearly a moron designed these studios because they're just too small. And these were designed for like one person, you know, just talking into a microphone, not for like a whole big ensemble radio show like ours. And now apparently things are moving. We're about to get like a studio redesign. But what I'm hoping for, you know... we might have to use this space, and we might be able to knock out a wall and take the space behind us to make the studio bigger. But we can make the studio longer, which is a good thing. But the problem is the whoever designed the studios back at CBS Radio, because of course Beasley Media Group, Beasley bought all the CBS stations here in the Tampa market. Back in what, like 2015 or something?
Yes, it was 2014 December. I was with CBS.
Yeah, 2014. So you came from CBS, and these rooms are like 3 feet too narrow. All these studios needed to be wider. So
they hired LBM to design these things.
You know what? You're right.
Just put this over here, and
you're right. It's almost like they did hire Legally Blind Mike to design these studios. But the good news is you know the Beasley folks they care about good broadcasting, and you know they built some really nice studios. So right now it's like our turn to get redesigns, and the question is whether we're going to redo it in this space and maybe knock out a wall, or there is a space down the hall where we could like totally build an all new room with the right dimensions for a show of this stature.
You know, a lot of people in the building noticed you, MJ, walking around with the engineers the other day, and so people are buzzing. What's going to happen?
Whoa.
Buzzing like a bee.
Hey, are you serious?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear about this, so wait a minute. It was noticed that I was walking.
Yeah.
Everything you do around here is noticed, buddy.
Did you walk into the super control room like last week?
Super control.
Where all the computers and all the hard drives are.
Well, okay, so
I was down the hall with one of the guys from our classic rock station.
Right.
And he's like, what's MJ doing in there? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, nobody goes in there. And I was like, well, MJ does. He goes,
oh, there's a lot of cool stuff in there.
They're probably talking about where the wires go. They're going to rewire this whole place.
Yeah. So what
they see you knocking on walls.
We had Justin Chase, the corporate VP, the chief content officer. He was here on Tuesday, along with the chief engineer for the entire Beasley company. Mike Cooney, he was up here as well. So what did, and I was meeting with all of them.
About what studio?
About new studio space. Yeah.
That's cool. Like,
so what did you hear? What was the buzz? Who told you what?
So the rumor mill is like, MJ's going to knock down this whole entire wall and take all of the offices from Q105, all the studios, boom, bulldoze it.
Good.
Guys at Maxima were cursing your name in Spanish. I didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah, they're going to be broadcasting in a van down by the river.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, it wouldn't be. And I don't even know if we're going to be able to get the new footprint or whether we're just going to deal with this narrow-ass room. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm working.
The point is,
I'm working on getting us out of this studio hellhole where I can't even believe that we're cranking out the quality show that we're cranking out, even with against all odds in here.
And the point of that is due to the uncomfortability.
What?
Uncomfortability?
Okay.
Due to the uncomfortability.
What are you doing? A Hilaria Baldwin accident over there? What are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's why I can't sit in here. Plus, you sort of got Phil Collins' breath going on today.
No, I don't. Stop it. No, I don't.
Just kidding. You have a mask on, stupid.
All right. Now, one more early morons in the news story, and I don't get this. I don't understand it. I have the story, which certainly qualifies as a moron, but then this triggers a whole new discussion here on the MJ Morning Show. The headline is, a Maine funeral home worker has been accused of stealing a ring from a dead woman. All right, this is out of Alfred, Maine. By the way, I will be up in New England again this weekend, flying out tomorrow. Chloe's got a soccer game on Sunday, so I think we're going to stay in Kittery, Maine again.
Are you guys going to every game?
I don't think we're
going. Because all this travel is not good for this room.
No, we're masked up. We're like, I seal myself in a Ziploc when I'm on an airplane.
Yeah, okay. But spores gets on your skin.
Yeah. Well, I seal myself in my house.
Guess what?
So.
Michelle and I are extremely careful. All right, this is out of Alfred, Maine. A funeral home worker was arrested and charged with stealing a wedding ring from a woman who died. According to the Portland Press Herald, 51-year-old Stuart Weston of Sanford, Maine, facing felony charges after police say he stole a diamond wedding ring from the 102-year-old woman, Laura Wood. My God, she was so young.
What killed her?
She died in a healthcare facility. Maybe she was 102. According to local media, this guy Weston worked at the Autumn Green Funeral Home in... What if, has that been picked up by that Dignity company? Didn't Dignity buy like every damn funeral? Like, weren't they scooping up like all the independent funeral homes? And yeah, now it's like all big corporate funeral homes. That's who controls the industry, right?
This one might still be a family owned and operated.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so this guy is attending to her body. This guy's working at the funeral home and was sent to pick up Wood's body after her death. Her family learned that the ring with an appraised value of $4,000 and other items were missing when they went to retrieve her belongings. Yeah, listen, if you've got a relative and they got a, you know, a piece of jewelry that everyone knows about, yeah, don't pilfer, don't boost the jewelry. That's number one. Don't be a moron because you're going to be discovered. You're going to be found out here.
I don't get it.
The guy was arrested. All right, so that's the deal. I saw this, you know, moron in the news, but more importantly, I wanted to take this to the next level. And that's like when people get buried with valuables. I don't get that. Why?
Me either.
If saves, right?
Yeah, it's
right?
Stupid. It's a waste.
It is. So why? If let's say favorite ring, favorite earrings, favorite necklace. Why would you bury a loved one and put them in the ground and just bury money never to be seen again? I don't understand that. I don't get it.
They're going to be. It's like the creatures in the ground are the ones who are benefiting because they get the gold.
I don't know. You know, worms crawling through the ring. I don't understand.
You know that would sound like? Oh, check it out, a room.
This is pretty nice.
I don't agree with it. It was their wish to be buried with their... You know, I don't get it.
Stupid.
Bust their wish. Don't give them their final wishes. Why would you want... You have a valuable ring, like a diamond ring, a wedding ring, an engagement ring. Why would you bury that with the corpse and, like, well, throw money? That's like throwing... Why don't you just flush it down the toilet, then?
I told you about a woman I know who had her two huskies who were, like, 2 years old put down and buried with her. So you can be buried with anything.
Guess what? That was a whole...
Healthy dogs.
That came up on the morning show years ago about people that want to be buried with their pets, even when their pets are still alive.
That's like 6 months
that's
old.
Wrong.
Yeah, they die, and then they want their pets euthanized so they can be buried with their pets. I don't get that either.
Dog's like, no, I'm good. Can I please live?
Unbelievable. So I'm not a fan of burying people with valuable jewelry like relatives. You know, and I'm not going to do that.
Keep the memento and let it remind you of
them. Okay, we'll bury you with your jewelry, and then, you know, with, after they're gone, they're not going to know. An MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 7:08 here on a Thursday. We've got my bee story coming up. Folks, about 30,000 bees were removed from my house yesterday by Alicia, the beekeeper from St. Pete, with, what's the name of it? How's your day, honey? You get to play there. Hey, how's your day, honey? Yeah, like you're
very cute.
You get you're just getting the play on words?
I didn't get it, man. I'm like, what a ridiculous name for a honey company.
Yeah, she had the whole get up, the beekeeper outfit and everything. And then my carpenter guy, Dave, that had to, you know, cut the soffit, he got into a bee suit as well. He was cursing me. He was flipping me off. He was like, yeah,
was that the other dude in the bee suit?
Yeah, that was Dave, my buddy Carpenter Dave.
You put your carpenter in a bee suit?
We did. So that's coming up. If you want to get a jump on it, folks, my Instagram live video ran over an hour, and I've heard from countless people on Twitter, on Instagram, via email at mj@mjmorningshow.com. Remember, you can email me anytime. mj@mjmorningshow.com, and it's 100% personal. I'm the only one that goes through that email, so if you have any good content, anything great for the show, mj@mjmorningshow.com, and you can hit the rest of the crew. Everyone's got one. It's roxanne@mjmorningshow.com, and then, of course, Fester and Froggy, all at mjmorningshow.com. We have the video link is up, the Instagram live video. Coop, it is up at mjmorningshow.com right now. And that's a feature article, right?
Yeah, it's the first thing you see on the page.
It is crazy, but I kept hearing from people. I couldn't look away. Even folks like Steve Triplett, our market manager Triplett, he pops into the Schnitt Show Master Control. And of course, I do the afternoon show from my home studio, but Master Control is here in St. Pete at Beasley. And he pops in like, oh my God, I couldn't look away. Everyone is telling me they can't look away from the video. She is pulling out massive chunks of honeycomb with thousands of bees. It's the craziest thing. And I'm right out there. I'm 6 inches away from thousands of bees, and I didn't even have a bee suit on because she told me these are nice bees. They weren't attacking. They were fantastic. These were the nicest bees I've ever met.
That's the part I saw on your video, and you were like having a love fest with the bees. You were talking about them like they were amazing.
I'll get into more of the full story later on, but if you want to get a jump, the video is up at MJMorningShow.com. And hey, send this around. This thing's like a viral video already. It's crazy. MJMorningShow.com for my bee movie at my house. I even show you the bed where Michelle and I sleep because the balcony is right off our master bedroom. Ooh. So I'm like in and out, in and out. The bedroom into the balcony. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The beekeeper, did you ever get video of her without the beekeeping thing on?
Froggy, what is your obsession with the beekeeper?
I just want to see what the beekeeper. It's just weird that there's an attractive beekeeper.
Froggy is obsessed with Alicia, the attractive beekeeper.
It's odd.
Look, generally speaking, if I said picture a beekeeper in your mind, you'd picture a hideously ugly man who probably has social adjustment issues. I talk to the bees because people don't like me very much.
Froggy is obsessed.
I'm not obsessed.
You are.
An odd thing to see. It'd be like a construction worker that's like ridiculous.
She is a beekeeping anomaly.
Yeah.
There you go. It's weird. It's one of history's mysteries.
If Hugh Hefner would have opened up Play Bee.
And I'm scrolling through, and obviously you didn't.
Guys, I want to bring up here, because I thought of this, and we put this up for a little comedy relief here. Because there's something that still, years later, is inexplicable. Do you think it's really a good thing to get into a high-speed chase with the cops following you, when you're driving like a minivan and you're towing a U-Haul trailer? Is that you got kids and people in the van with you? Is that really a good thing?
No.
All right, this is out of Pennsylvania. Dubois, or is it Dubois? I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's in Pennsylvania.
It's Dubois!
Whatever it is. Troopers say Michael David Myers faces charges of fleeing and eluding police, reckless endangerment, and DUI. He was spotted with equipment problems driving a gold GMC, minivan of sorts.
Nice.
Oh, the GMC minivan's very, very, very good performance.
What was it? It was like a little GMC van.
Like a safari van?
Yeah,
I think
in a gold.
That's a pickup.
And it was pulling. No, the safari was the little van. Safari's little van. So he's pulling a gold, he's got a gold GMC. He's pulling a U-Haul trailer on I-80. And there were all kinds of equipment problems, so the troopers try to pull him over, and that's when he says, "You're not pulling me over." And the guy jams on the gas, and a high-speed chase ensues while he's pulling a U-Haul trailer.
Oh my God.
Anyway, he gets off the interstate. He starts swerving in and out of traffic as he gets off the interstate. He turns onto a road into a Lowe's parking lot. He smashes into a curb. The U-Haul trailer flies off of the van.
That's right.
Awesome.
My God. Finally, he struck another minivan, lost control of the vehicle on a curb, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there were two adults, three children inside. Yeah, kids inside. He's towing a U-Haul. All right, wait a minute. And this reminded me, have you ever seen the video of a car dragging a U-Haul down the interstate? On its side. I have no idea. Coop, did you get this up on the website?
Yep, it's under photos and stories we mentioned.
If you go to MJMorningShow.com, under photos and stories we mentioned, it's up there right now. You got to see this. It is inexplicable. This is like 7 years old. It's a YouTube video. And a car is driving down an interstate, and he's got a U-Haul attached to the hitch on the back of the car. And the U-Haul is on its side. He's dragging the U-Haul on its side.
Oh, my God.
And it's an SUV. It looks like a Toyota SUV or something. And this is inexplicable. I can't even explain. I have no idea what's going on here. It's up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com.
That cargo's got to be damaged.
Unbelievable.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105.
That's right.
The award-winning MJ Morning Show is back. This is not a pop-up deal. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I got to decide whether I want to keep doing this.
Wait. Speaking of that.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question. This is important. Business question.
Yes.
Morning Show business question.
You have a business question?
It has nothing to do with the scrush brush, don't worry. It has to do with the morning show business.
Yeah, hurry, because I got to get into the...
What if, like, a program director reaches out to, say, me, and wants to ask about syndication?
Of our show.
Yeah, putting this show on their station.
Yeah, that's in the plan.
Two stations.
Oh, really?
Possibly.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah, that's totally in the...
I told them not interested.
No.
What do I say?
Of all the people on the show, you would really only be one person you'd want to talk to. And
well, this is a friend. This is a friend that we started.
You don't need to play hard to get.
Stop. The way you just presented this was more of a hypothetical nature.
No, this happened.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But why'd you make it sound hypothetical? All right. So what you're saying is a radio program director from another market, a friend of yours, reached out and inquired about... Will the MJ Morning Show be available through syndication? Because we were on in St. Louis. We were on in Jacksonville and Melbourne. And, I mean, we had a bunch of markets over the years that we had the MJ Morning Show on it. So you've got a program director inquiring, will the MJ Morning Show be available for syndication in other cities?
They enjoy the podcast, and supposedly some of their morning shows
are
bunk. As they put it.
Yeah.
So, okay, good. I'll let them know. Possibly in the future.
Absolutely. The we have total plans to syndicate the MJ Morning Show. And, hell, I'll start it next week if you want to.
Cool.
get them on the phone.
I'll be your agent.
We'll start them off next week. Let's go.
Cool.
Do I know who this is, by the way?
Yes, actually, you do. I'll tell you later.
All right. Yeah, and we're absolutely planning on syndicating the MJ Morning Show.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Without a doubt. Nice. All right, 729. Man, this VA story, and Roxanne, you brought this up to me this morning. This local VA story, this is the James A. Haley VA here in Tampa. And listen, I know people that work there. I know a very good friend of mine is a very high-quality physician there. But there's a problem at the VA in that they set up a temporary emergency room in the parking garage. And this was like last year during the beginning of COVID. And it's still the temporary emergency room is still in the parking lot.
They did it last year because of COVID for carryover. And it stinks. It's very smelly.
It
literally smells. I mean, I saw a story where a guy says, hey, I'm going in for breathing difficulty, and I've got cars driving by with carbon monoxide.
Oh.
Talk about breathing difficulty.
Yes. Kill you right there.
Here's some exhaust with your respiration treatment.
Yeah, so this story, I know Channel 8 did a recent update on this, News Channel 8. They're 8 on your side. They recently did a... Fox News has now picked up the story, so it's gone national, that it might be time to shut down the temporary emergency room at the Haley VA Medical Center in their parking garage.
Hold on. Not so fast.
Yeah, what?
Apparently they can do EKGs out there.
That's
what?
They also have a crash cart, and they can do x-rays in the parking garage.
And guess what? And right next to your EKG machine is a Hyundai Elantra that's parked.
Just spitting fumes all over the x-ray machine.
The EKG machine uses the same power source as the rechargeable vehicle port.
I drive a Dodge Stratus! And it's right over there. See? It's right over there. It's next to the x-ray unit over there.
Also, right now, the temperatures are pretty mild, but in the summertime, a lot of veterans have been complaining how hot it is.
But it's also cold. How about back in January? We had some of those cold snap days. Absolutely. Let me read some of the story here from Fox now, and they picked up on the Channel 8 story locally that the parking garage is a complete embarrassment. That's how Rafael Tequera, he's a combat veteran. He's been treated several times for back pain. He says it smells and sounds like a parking garage. Why do you think that is? Because it's a parking garage!
You know, if it smells like a parking garage and it sounds like a parking garage, it's a parking garage.
Quack, quack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you still have cars coming through. Can you imagine getting treated? You got cars driving by.
Just blasting.
That's
rap
my
music.
Spot. Hey, that's my parking spot.
Look at this picture. It's like a 1998 Suburban behind him over here.
There he is.
With the lights on.
Yes, the guy's back. What if somebody backs up and like loses control and smashes into a patient on a gurney in the parking garage?
Orange and white directional traffic barricades just keeping cars away from patients.
My God, this is crazy. This is unbelievable. Timothy McGurk, he's the director of emergency medicine, admitting the parking garage was not an ideal situation. But he said, you know, we could do EKGs out there. We have a crash cart.
Yeah.
What's a crash cart?
That's when the car smashes into the patient in the parking lot. They pull out the crash cart. That's what happens there.
Oh my God!
The Chevy Suburban just ran over a World War II veteran. Get the crash cart!
Hurry! Hurry!
Oh my God.
Look, admittedly, it's not the most ideal situation. It's a lot of construction going on out there. I drive by there frequently, by USF, Bruce B. Downs, Fletcher Avenue.
But I think they need to get the emergency room out of the parking garage. I mean, literally, it's not like a tent setup. It's in the parking garage.
Can't they get like a big white tent and pump in some air conditioning or something?
Another veteran who didn't want to use his name said he couldn't believe he was being treated in the parking garage for his respiratory condition. He said, I'm in a parking garage with exhaust fumes. Talk about a respiratory issue. That's
look at the sign. ER and urgent care patients. Continue to parking garage.
You know not to park there.
Not to park there.
You know that constant weird echoey squeal you hear in the garage? Just you're sitting there getting your x-rays. It's like
when the cars are making the tight turns around, you get that tire squeal. You're right.
That's a weird.
That's how they give hearing tests. All right. Where was the squeak? Left, right?
Can you hear the truck with the beep, 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 beep backing up now? Can you hear them? Raise your hand if you can hear that.
I hear it.
All right. This is the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Back in a minute.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, that's my tribute to James Gandolfini. May he rest in peace. You know, I just think it's very appropriate that, you know, that was the final scene of The Sopranos ever. And of course, it ended like right there with the "Don't stop." And that's my personal tribute. One of my favorite actors of all time, James Gandolfini, obviously from The Sopranos, who died of a heart attack on the floor of a bathroom at a hotel in Rome.
How'd that feel, James?
Hold on a minute. You know, speaking of, a little earlier, we talked about the guy at the funeral home that stole the diamond engagement ring off of a dead woman. You know, out in Italy, somebody stole James Gandolfini's gold Rolex off his watch. I think it was an Italian medic stole his Rolex. Isn't that?
Did they catch him?
Do you remember that? Yeah.
They must have caught
him. Sleazy. Remember that? I mean, talk about really.
Giuseppe.
Talking about really, really sleazy. James Gandolfini. When is that Sopranos prequel coming out? They kind of pushed it back.
The movie?
I've
been waiting for that to come out for, I feel like, 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's coming out. Is it now September, I think?
I read a report that it's a very difficult situation.
Did you really? How about the we gotta have the gabagool in there?
Yeah, you know what? The coronavirus is very difficult to get all the gabagool.
Yeah, the gabagool. You know, we got a gabagool shortage now.
Yeah. Is this the extended version of the theme song?
This is like the long version here.
Let me fast forward a little bit.
Woke up this morning. Yeah, so the Sopranos thing.
They say in July of last year, they said it was going to be March of this year, but not happen.
Yeah, those are lies.
I think they pushed, I think it's September now. What is it called?
Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah, the Many Saints of Newark. Man, I can't. And James Gandolfini's son.
Yeah, he's the star of the movie.
What are you guys laughing at?
Froggy's accent over here sounded like it was a Latin Kings movie over here. It's all lies.
How about the nepotism of this? Let's just give the dead guy's son role.
Big
deal. Dude. Fester looks like Curly from the Three Stooges. He's not in the last movie.
All right, listen.
Hey, that's a good point.
No, listen to me. This is a prequel, and it's about Tony Soprano growing up before it gets to the present day Sopranos.
Yeah, I get that, but so, the kid's never acted.
But it makes perfect sense. Is he, the guy's like a spitting image for a young Tony Soprano.
It'll never work. That's as dumb as putting Ice Cube's kid in Straight Outta Compton.
I think that worked really well.
That
was amazing. I hear
that it does work.
I think it's a stupid idea.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. If you have not seen my B-movie, and I'll get into this in much greater detail probably next hour. If you haven't seen the 30,000 bees removed from my house yesterday, if you haven't seen me 6 inches away from thousands of bees doing an Instagram live video, you gotta go, you gotta see this video. People are telling me in droves, in swarms, that they can't turn away. 30,000 bees, massive hive and honeycombs with dripping honey.
I have a honey question.
Yes, honey.
Sweetie. So did the honey lady tell you what kind of revenue she's going to be able to bring in with these extra 30,000 bees?
No, she's got hundreds of thousands of bees.
She has millions of bees? She just adds them?
I'll get into all this in the next segment.
I want to know how that business works.
8 o'clock or so, I'll tell the whole bee story.
The texters want to know, too.
Yeah, but folks, I'm telling you right now. Well, I'll take phone calls on this. If you haven't seen the video of the bees at my house yesterday, people are saying this was riveting. They could not look away. Just go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. You can see the video. MJMorningShow.com. Just look for the MJ Unbelievable B-movie deal, whatever. The Super Bowl, quickly here, was not the super spreader event that they thought that it could be. Listen, this is really good news. I think it takes like just a sick person that, you know, would say, hey, we need to teach Tampa a lesson. Hope that COVID just blows out of control because of the Super Bowl. The good news, we heard from the Hillsborough County Health Department yesterday that the Super Bowl, luckily, was not the super spreader event that many had feared.
I don't think anybody was wishing it would be a super spreader event, but you had people kind of like that Fauci guy and a bunch of people up in the Centers for Disease Control saying,
well, but listen, don't, it sounds like you're scoffing at them. Obviously, we still want to use best practices, use a mask, you know, don't socially gather in massive groups. You know, you still want to responsibly blend and mingle. And there was a lot of irresponsibility that was seen. Luckily, it did not translate into a super spreader event. Super spreader event. Super. Do you think we got a jingle here? What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you like this?
It's a little wordy.
Super spreader event.
A little bit of a shoehorn.
Super spreader event. Super spreader event. Super spreader. Super spreader event. I think there's something there for
regular
you.
John Lennon.
Maybe you work on that on your own time.
I think there's something there, guys. I really did.
You say really fast.
That made me feel nauseous, actually.
Yeah, seriously. I don't feel comfortable.
You got nauseous?
Yeah, I don't feel. You're seeing it makes me feel sick.
You don't like my little jingle?
It's like you're trying to pack 8 pounds of sausage in a 5 pound casing.
No, which is delicious sometimes.
This is very positive, though. Well, I shouldn't say positive when talking about coronavirus, but it was not a super spreader event, according to Rob Higgins, the CEO of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl 55 host committee. 53 cases that were identified as any of these events within the state. 4 reports to us from out of state. That's according to the epidemiologist for the Florida Department of Health here in Hillsborough County. Right. So
even when we saw all the pre-partying, maskless pre-partying in Ybor, the post-game celebrations,
the parades.
It's all good.
It did not translate into a super spreader event, which is very, very, very positive. And not on a positive, on a negative note when you're talking about the spreading of a pandemic and a strain like COVID-19. I have an update. Remember yesterday about this time, I talked about my problem and I couldn't get approved for a JetBlue credit card. Got a little update coming up next, folks. So you're going to want to stand by right here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yep.
What's the same
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
The MJ Morning Show with just amazing broadcast greatness. Same as it ever was. It is the... What are you laughing at?
The amount of times he says that in that
same
song.
Same as it ever was.
Kind of outrageous.
Same as it ever was. I love the Talking Heads. I'm a big David Byrne fan. All right, 7:57, it's the MJ Morning Show, this is Q105. The B story, next segment. So hold on, heads up, in just minutes, the entire B story, which has captivated millions.
Millions?
Did you get a million hits on that?
I mean, maybe I got 1,500.
Dude, this video is like going viral on my
nice.
The bee removal at my house yesterday. It's crazy. Get to that in the next segment.
Is the bee off in the next segment too? I need to vocally warm up.
You know, we'll probably do the bee off in the set. We'll set it up.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. We're busy till the end of the show today, folks. We're busy every single day. It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. A lot to get to here. I have the credit card matter. Let me just clean that up here quickly. I talked about this on yesterday's show that I applied for a JetBlue Barclays credit card because we're using JetBlue a little more with Julian in Connecticut and Chloe leaving from the Boston airport to get back home from college in New England. So I applied for the JetBlue credit card. And, you know, on the website, it was, hey, you'll get notified instantly. So I put in all my information. IMJ Todd Schnitt. I think I'm a pretty good credit risk. And I'm waiting for my instant approval. And it was like the biggest letdown of all time. It was like I just lost like the two cars in the showcase showdown on The Price is Right. Son of a you know?
The only thing they did was
God. Oh, so sorry. More pricing games coming up next.
It's the biggest letdown ever. They just said they wanted a little more time to process the paperwork.
They said, sorry, we cannot, you know, let you know at this time. It could take up to 30 days. We'll notify you by mail.
Did you get a letter yesterday?
No, I just applied for it like last Sunday night when I was sitting at the JetBlue gate at the Boston Logan Airport.
Has your credit been nicked or you know it's still like 850 or whatever?
No, I just got my like updates on my credit score. I'm like 825. I'm like 825 on Equifax. I'm like 817 on another one. I'm like 832 on another. I mean, my credit is killer. And they turned me down. We need more information. We'll let you know by mail within 30 days. Anyway, notified yesterday that my credit cards were approved
thank you.
How about yesterday after I talked about it on the show, which the show had nothing to do with it, but I was approved for my JetBlue credit card.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah.
They just made you want it more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, yeah, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Woo, Mr. 825 credit score got approved for an airline credit card. Oh, what a miracle.
I got a complaint here. You know what? Hold on. The complaint is from, I might need to address this quickly in the next segment, Anthony. Anthony, and listen, we're guilty. Listen, guilty as charged. This happens occasionally. We tease a story, and, you know, I teased the story, I think, yesterday. We just didn't get to it. It's in the pile. I have it. Anthony, hold on. I teased the FHP ticket story, which I want to get to right now. Anthony, your story that I teased yesterday that you're all ticked off that I didn't get to, that you're very curious about, we'll get to quickly in the next segment before we get to the bees, okay? All right, Anthony, I promise. Next segment, hang on. This is outrageous. I couldn't believe that I saw this. If you were listening just a little while ago, I teased this as... What was my teaser? Who remembers my teaser?
I do not.
Are you listening to the show? Are your headphones tuned to 104.7 FM? All right, Festa, what did I tease?
You teased the unbelievable state trooper ticket.
Why are you talking like that?
How do you talk? How do you think you sound?
I don't talk like that.
You sound just like that. That's like the best impression of you ever.
No, it's not.
The Spencer sounds like this, hey? All right.
This is crazy. I want you to listen to the details here. And do you think a Florida Highway Patrol, and I have a lot of respect for law enforcement, FHP, I've known many over the years, but this seems like it's ridiculous. A couple driving home from Florida back north to the Washington, D.C. area. They wreck their car because they swerve to avoid a couch falling off the back of a truck on I-95 in Boca Raton. Heading north on I-95 in Boca. They're driving, just they enjoy their drive. They go back to Washington, D.C. Truck drops a couch. It hits the lane. They swerve to avoid the couch. They roll over. The car flips. Luckily, they're okay. They were helped out of the car by other motorists that pulled over. But they were given a ticket. What happened? Absolutely. They were hit with a $166 ticket. Jake Singer told the Sun Sentinel down in Fort Lauderdale that his girlfriend and he, they were driving on I-95, couch falls off a truck, they swerve to avoid the couch, they're driving a 2006 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, it was a good year for the Corolla.
They avoided the couch, but they struck the median and then flipped over. The truck that dropped the couch kept going. Their car was totaled. They were both taken to the hospital. By the way, I think at this point, if you scratch the bumper on a 2006 Toyota Corolla, I think the insurance company's going to total it. But they were in the hospital when a trooper comes by and gives them a ticket. In the ambulance, they were told they were lucky to survive. Then the FHP trooper showed up in the hospital to deliver the ticket for failing to drive in a single lane.
They swerved
to avoid the couch. They flipped the car because of the couch. No fault of their own. They were given a ticket for failing to drive in a single lane.
And let that be a lesson to them.
He gave us a ticket for basically swerving lanes while trying to avoid a couch that was flying at us on the highway.
No, you hit that thing.
They were upside down in the vehicle. Others stopped to help them out of the car. This is crazy. An FHP spokesman, Lieutenant Yanko Reyes, told the Sun Sentinel that it's a tough break for the couple, but troopers have the discretion when issuing traffic citations, and added the drivers are supposed to maintain control of their vehicles.
Well, that was poor discretion.
And maintain control of their vehicles.
Oh, it's like if you see, you always hear that if like a deer runs out in front of your car, don't swerve, just nail it.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah, I understand. I get that. You're supposed to do that with deer, absolutely. And then
do it with the couch.
The spokesperson for the Highway Patrol says, remember, in Florida, it is recommended that you have at least two vehicle lengths between your vehicle. Maybe they did. You're driving 65 miles an hour, maybe 70, and a couch comes at you. Hey, folks, I would love to maybe grab a couple of calls on this. Any FHP, any cops? Anyone want to weigh in on this story? 800-990-1047.
How about an attorney who could help them get out of it?
Yeah, maybe so. Anybody want to comment on swerving to avoid the couch, flipping the car, and then you get a ticket? All right, let's go. Fire up the phones. Let's see if we can get some calls on this. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. All right, we got some calls, we'll take them. I got the B story also coming up next, MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. You're listening to Q105. MJ and the gang here. The trip a day song, let's go. How'd you like to win the staycation to the Bilmar Beach Resort on Treasure Island? You want to listen for Small Town by John Mellencamp. Now, Gino's going to play that in the 2 o'clock hour. When you hear it, be the seventh caller, and you'll win the Q105 trip a day song. Small Town, John Mellencamp, 2 o'clock hour here on Q105. All right. Oh, Anthony, I'm going to get to your story that I skipped yesterday. That is coming up. Anthony, just keep listening. I'm sorry. Just all jammed here. I got to get into the B story here. First of all, a quick little follow up on the crazy item we just had about the couple that swerved to avoid a couch that fell off a truck in front of them on I-95 and they get a ticket for failing to maintain a single lane. When they're trying to avoid, I mean, it's crazy. And hang on a minute. We have a cop. Oh, anonymous. We have a local cop on the line that wants to remain anonymous. Hello, Officer Friendly. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Morning, Ninja. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing fine. So you're local law enforcement here in the Tampa Bay area, correct?
Oh, yeah. 20 plus years just south of Tampa. I don't want to say exactly where.
Yeah, no problem. You can keep your agency a secret. Your thoughts on that FHP couch ticket story. What do you think?
So you were right when you said that law enforcement has the discretion. But I will tell you this, and this is coming from experience from dealing with FHP firsthand. And they don't come out and say this to the general public. And I don't want to necessarily bash them because I disagree with this policy. But when it comes to issuing tickets, a lot of times they have no discretion. Their upper echelon said, issue a ticket no matter what.
Really?
And I will tell you that even when they're dealing with other law enforcement off duty that are involved in crashes or, you know, whatever the case may be, they'll issue law enforcement tickets.
Yeah, I've heard that in the past. And listen, I've known a lot of FHP guys over the years that are just tremendous people that are just, you know, fantastic. But I have heard that sometimes local law enforcement gets into tiffs because they'll give tickets to cops for, you know, things that they have discretion for. Hey, Anonymous, Officer Friendly, thanks for the call. One more. Ken is in Waimama. Hello, Ken. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, guys. Not a long-time listener. I've only been a Florida resident for 2 years, but I love you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was up in New York State for 15 years, state trooper. I got a medical retirement, do civilian stuff now.
So you drove the blue and yellow New York State police car?
Yes, sir. Purple ties and all.
Gotcha. There you go. So what do you think about the FHP couch story?
I can tell you from personal experience dealing with accidents like that on our local, there was more local highways than like our main highways. Our first job was to find out who the person in the truck was that dropped that couch that almost killed those people.
Yeah, he's the real problem here.
I would say that, yeah, how about the couch that was dropped by the vehicle, clearly. And Fessy, you remember the story. I've told this story numerous times over the years. I was getting on the on-ramp on I-4 at the Nota Sassa years ago, and I'm accelerating, the truck in front of me, a love seat fell out of the back of a pickup truck. I had to swerve to avoid that. Luckily, my nimble driving and a fantastic car enabled me to avoid hitting the couch, but I've seen this happen as well. So, hey, buddy, thanks for the call, Ken. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and thanks for the compliment for the show. We try our best.
It's all about revenue, sounds like. Maybe trying to hit those quotas
right
with a couch.
All right. My B story, folks, is just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's a good joke. Good
now,
puns.
This is going to take a couple of segments. I want to start here, and then I want to finish up in the next segment. But I have Alicia on the phone. Alicia is the beekeeper and the apiary operator for her company, which is
can you get it right?
Seriously. It's Have a Nice Day, Honey, right?
No. Oh. How's your day, honey?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right, it's How's Your Day, Honey? I apologize.
Yeah,
Alicia.
How's your day, honey?
Yeah, I know. How's your day, honey? And Alicia, you did a phenomenal job at my house yesterday.
Thank you. In
removing, and you estimated, what, 20 to 30,000 bees?
Yeah, that was a big colony of bees in there.
Is MJ the most irresponsible homeowner you've ever worked with?
What are you talking about?
How do you not notice 50,000 bees?
Well, 30,000 bees, number one, get your facts straight. And I think that there are some things we got to point out here. Folks, the video is unbelievable. Alicia, can I carry you over to the next segment? Are you available?
Yep, I'm available.
All right, I'm going to call you back in the next segment in maybe 10 minutes or so. And because I have more I want to talk about. I want to have just a wide open segment that we can talk about this. The video is unbelievable. Folks are absolutely riveted by the 1 hour plus long Instagram live video that I shot, and I converted it so it is a post on my Instagram, at Certified Todd Schnitt on Instagram. Give me a follow there, at Certified Todd Schnitt. And then, of course, we have it on MJMorningShow.com. It's on our Facebook page, MJ Morning Show. Alicia, you're going to be able to tell us what's going on. We could not find the queen. Can you tell us why? And we'll talk to you in the next segment, okay?
Yep, talk to you soon.
All right, I'll call you back in just a few minutes. Hang on, but folks, riveted. So many people have emailed me or told me personally, I could not stop watching this video. I will give you the full bee story about my bee movie and the bees. And Fessy, your question, how did I not know about this? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, you think that Tarzan boy, did he ever swing into like a hive of bees in the jungle?
Did he watch it last night.
Oh, he actually did?
He did, and then he's stuck up in the tree, and they're all attacking him, and the bear's below.
Wow. All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Thanks for the sound effects, Coop. I appreciate it. My bee story is getting just unbelievable attention. Folks are like, we can't believe what we watched. If you, by any chance, folks, if you watched my bee video, if you've seen the bee removal and the incredible scenes from my house, we'd love to hear from you. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Fester, I know that you were riveted. I'll get to you in a second. First, Pat George from our traffic department, the guy that does the traffic here on the morning show. Pat George, I walk in this morning in the 5 o'clock hour, and he attacks me in the hallway.
Like a bee?
Yeah, exactly. Stung me like a bee. Like a murder hornet, okay? And Pat George, what did you say to me?
Well, not only that, I woke my wife up to tell her, because I get up in the morning at like 4:15.
Right.
And I start searching for traffic problems, and there comes your Instagram up, and I go, oh, I got to watch this. And then I see this lady climb up on a ladder and start pulling this. At first, I was amazed how big the nest was. Oh, I just couldn't believe that. It went on forever. And I kept watching, and I only have a certain amount of time that I can search because I got to get out of there.
Right.
And I was almost late for work because I didn't want to turn it off. And then I just get a phone call from a DJ from the past, and he calls me and he goes, did you watch that video of MJ's beehive? He goes, I watched it for 30 minutes. I couldn't stop.
I'm telling
Kevin Kramer watched it. So here I am just talking to him about it. When you walk in the door.
Kramer and Twitch.
Hey, Pat, thank you, buddy. And, you know, Steve Triplett, our general manager here in, you know, the Tampa market for Beasley, is like, man, couldn't look away.
It's National Geographic TV.
Folks, you would not believe this. Let me bring Alicia on again. Alicia is the owner of How's Your Day, Honey? And you are a beekeeper. You have an apiary. You remove bees. Alicia, Fester has a question. Fester wants to attack me. So why don't we start off with Fester's question? Because Fester thinks that I'm like an irresponsible homeowner.
All right. First of all, I don't understand, Alicia, how he cannot notice 30 or 40,000 bees. It's not like it was like a couple of hundred. It was thousands of bees.
Now, first of all, it's the side of my house. It's on a side balcony off my master bedroom that I don't get around there often. It was a neighbor that alerted me the other day that we had bees going in and out. But you want to know about
the queen bees? You didn't find the queen.
No, you want to know about that. But also you want to know how I didn't hear this, right?
They make an audible noise in the wall.
All right, now Alicia, these you called them very nice, quiet bees.
They were very zen-like. That's right.
So you're saying these bees weren't noisy?
They were much calmer than most bees that I, you know, come across. And you know what? Most people don't know they have bees in their home. They'll go years sometimes and never know.
So MJ has 45,000, 30,000 bees buzzing that he doesn't hear. You couldn't find the queen. Now, with ants...
I have a theory about that.
With ants, I always thought that if the queen dies, the mound dies. If these bees are separated from their queen, do they die?
No, because before the queen left, she made a new queen. So when we took that down yesterday, there were new baby queens in there.
So those queens will carry on the kingdom of bees in your facility.
That's right. All those queens hatch, and actually they fight, and the winner takes the throne, pretty much.
So they're going to make a new queen, and the fact that we could not find the queen, you thought that maybe the queen had left and swarmed, right?
So that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what your neighbor saw, because that is pretty intense to see a big bee swarm away. You know, there's 20,000 bees. It looks like a big storm in the sky. And maybe that's what your neighbor saw. And it was only a few days ago.
Now, my master carpenter, great friend of ours, Dave Wehrmuth, one of the best carpenters on the planet, he came out and you put him in a bee suit. He was freaking out. You put him in a bee suit. He climbed up, and this is an overhang. We have a side balcony off of our master bedroom on the second floor. And folks, on the video, you can even see inside my bedroom.
Where all the magic happens.
Exactly. Where we're busy as a bee. Up above our balcony, there's an overhang, and Dave had to cut into the, like, tongue and groove, ceiling to expose the area. And once Dave opened this up, Alicia, I couldn't believe what we saw. Describe it.
It was incredible. It was bigger than a basketball. I mean, a couple of basketballs, right?
Yep.
And how many pieces did we pull out? I can't remember.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 slats we had to pull out for you to get up inside. Folks, we shot this whole thing on video. I rolled Instagram Live from beginning to end. And you were pulling out chunks of honeycomb with honey dripping and hundreds or thousands of bees. I'm standing out there with the bees. I have no bee suit on. I'm not getting stung. These are like the nicest bees of all time. I'm 6 inches away from these bees on the honeycomb with my cell phone shooting Instagram Live. Then, we have Alicia grabs my phone and climbs up in and shows it's just unbelievable.
It was amazing. Every emotion I felt while I was watching it. Because then she pulls out the first piece of, is it called honeycomb? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so she pulls out the first piece and she hands it to you. And it's a small piece, about the size of a baseball.
It was like a new one they were starting to build.
Yeah.
And Alicia says, eat it.
And I'm like, no.
How'd you like it?
No. And you can see the honey on it. MJ takes a big old bite. And it was waxy, right? But all the honey was there.
The honeycomb was waxy, but the honey was just unbelievably, it was delicious honey. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Alicia, a couple things. Number one, you're getting a lot of love on the text line. They're calling you the hot beekeeper. Yeah. And
it's a little creepy.
I'm just passing on information, okay?
It's less creepy. Nice. It's less creepy that it's Roxanne said that versus Froggy.
All good points.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, do you have any... I'm not allowed to use the word fun fact around here.
Oh, I hate that. Don't say fun fact.
Do you have anything of that ilk about bees that will just blow our minds?
Of course. So all those bees that we removed, most of them, 90%, were all females. I love that fact. The girls do all the work.
Wow.
They get the nectar, they get the pollen, they guard the hive. They do everything. They clean up, and then they even feed the male bees, because the male bees cannot, they're called drones, they cannot feed themselves.
Yeah, they're losers.
What do the drones do?
So essentially the female bees.
They do one thing.
Oh, I know what it is.
Can you guess what it is?
Yep. Yeah. Queen. The queen gets it.
That's it. Yeah, and you know what? She takes it. Like, actually takes it away, and then he dies.
Wow, incredible. Hey, Alicia, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. The video is incredible. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, the video link is up. You got to see this video, folks. It's incredible. The amount of bees all over the place. Go to MJMorningShow.com to see the video. See our beekeeper in the bee outfit. It's Alicia from How's Your Day Honey in St. Petersburg. Did a wonderful removal for us. Alicia, we'll talk to you soon. Oh, you got to come back out like tonight or tomorrow to get the box.
That's right.
All right, explain that quickly.
So I'm going to come back at night because they all go in their box. So that's what we're waiting for, just all of them to go inside so I can get every single one of them to make sure they're safe.
All right, so she's got a big bee box now out on our balcony for all the bees. And how many bees? There are tens and thousands of bees inside that box right now, right?
Oh, yeah, thousands.
She's going to walk 20,000 bees through your house?
Yeah,
we got to talk about that.
we can maybe lower it down with rope or something from the balcony.
Yeah, nothing could go wrong with that.
All right, Alicia, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. I'll see you tonight or tomorrow, okay?
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right, phones are loaded. I want to grab some phone calls in 4 minutes, actually 3 minutes, 30 seconds after Def Leppard. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Roxanne is like looking at our text line because, folks, you can call us. Or you can text us. You use the 800-990-1047 to text us as well. And you're getting flooded with texts.
The text line is blowing up. And someone just watched, said, just watched the Bee Movie. Insane. Beautiful. What an experience. Best National Geographic I've ever seen.
You know, I think I could win an Emmy for this thing. It started off as like, I thought a couple of minutes of an Instagram Live, and I turned it into like an hour plus long documentary on my balcony and in my master bedroom yesterday.
If anything, my wife was really impressed with how good of a cell phone battery you had. He's like, he's been doing this for an hour. His phone's going to die. Did he have his phone totally charged? Like, I don't know.
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Go to MJMorningShow.com and see this video. People are raving about the Bee video from yesterday. Go to MJMorningShow.com or go to my Instagram. I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt. Give me a follow on Instagram, folks. At Certified, TODDSCHNITT. All right, we're going to go to phones here. Billy, you're on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Hi, Billy.
Get the name right, jackass. It's Billy B. And guess what?
I'm sorry. Billy, hello. Did you call me a jackass?
Yeah. You killed half my family, you son of a bitch. This isn't over. We're coming for you. You pissed off all of us. You hear us?
Billy what? B, we saved like tens of thousands of your family. We're moving them to another. We didn't exterminate your family. We're moving them.
I got word that we lost numerous soldiers, and that means we're coming for a full-fledged under-the-toilet-seat wiener attack. We will sting you in your wiener until you have no wiener left. Okay. You can't get rid of us, you son of a bitch.
All right, thank you.
The war!
Billy, this means war. Billy B, thank you, Billy B.
Dead!
Froggy, get in here. Maybe we should do the B off now. Can we do this quickly? I think we can.
Please, can we do it quickly?
All right, set this up. Would you please, Rox?
Yeah, well, yesterday I heard Froggy doing his B voice, and I thought, you know, I can do that too. It's not a one-upping thing. It's just a part of the conversation thing, part of the B conversation.
All right, so Froggy does the B voice. The B voice is the progeria voice, the little person voice.
My God, you hear Billy B? That guy was crazy.
I did. I think it's the same voice, right, Froggy?
Yes, it is. I'm right here.
All right, so now Roxanne says that she can do a voice, and Fester heard the voice, and Fester said we ought to do a voice-off between Fester and between Roxanne and Froggy to see who has the better I don't know.
Roxanne's voice is pretty impressive. I only heard a few seconds of it, and I was
You're
sold.
Supposed to be my friend of over 20 years, and you're going,
All right, Froggy, let me hear your little B character voice again. Go ahead, give me a little act.
Who's Froggy? My name is Billy B, and I'm from Beehive number 43371, and I live with 400,000 other bees. Nice to meet you. I am approximately 7 days old and half an inch big.
Okay, all right, that's Froggy's B. Let me hear Roxanne's B voice.
Guys, I'm the new B on the scene. You might want to bow to me because I'm the queen bee, not a bee luster. And the queen bee's duty is to produce more bees. I lay up to 2,000 eggs in my prime.
Folks, that was me shooting myself in the head. All right?
Wasn't it great? Didn't I tell you Roxanne's B impression was awesome?
Oh, who the hell was that wannabe?
Wannabe?
I mean, you sound like you went to go sting somebody.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to say it.
You're the R word.
Guys, I never want to hear that again. All right,
what?
It's 8:44.
Was the pits.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 back in a moment. Hang on.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
What's the story, Fest? A big accident in St. Pete on 275. What's going on?
Yeah, Pat George just came in at 38th. There's a big accident. Both directions, it's backed up. 275 is a mess coming through Pinellas County right now.
Now, where is the accident? Is the accident on the northbound side or the southbound side?
He said it was at 38th.
All right, so
I don't know which side, because I'm looking at the MJ Morning Show traffic cameras right now.
Yeah,
and
all right, just a mess. So
in both directions. If you're heading north, you're backed up heading toward 38th. If you're traveling south, you're backed up going south.
All right, so 275 at 38th in Pinellas County, just a big giant mess. Just enjoy the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, 858. By the way, tomorrow we're going to whip out a classic Froggy phone freak.
All right.
So, Froggy, you have one that you'd like to play, right?
I would like to introduce the new audience to Richard and Judith, one of my favorite, two of my favorite victims.
Yeah, classic Froggy phone freak, probably around 8:30. Probably 8:30 tomorrow, we'll whip out a really funny phone call that Froggy did. I want to address this complaint email that I have at mj@mjmorningshow.com. You can hit me up with any of your concerns or compliments or free stuff that you want to give me, MJ@MJMorningShow.com. And Anthony writes, MJ, you suck. No, he didn't write.
That's what he meant to write.
He writes, greetings. The other day you teased the story about Facebook moderators and how they're ending up with PTSD. And I have not heard it on the show. I also scanned the podcasts. And would you mind telling us what the story actually is? You are aware that they were here in Tampa working for a company called Cognizant Information Technologies.
Yeah, they used to outsource it, and Anthony worked for that company. So he at one time was a Facebook moderator via a third party.
Incredible. So Anthony, thanks for the email. I appreciate it. The Facebook PTSD story is actually quite amazing. And it's that moderators that were hired to moderate the content to flag or remove really bad content, the crap that they had to sit through, these moderators, they still do. The things they had to watch, from disgusting content, I mean, it's apparently it's all over the road. It's
graphic, illegal, everything.
It's a horror. It's a nightmare. And some of these moderators have come down with post-traumatic stress disorder. These moderators, and some are filing suit, and it's not only in the United States, it's also overseas, and they have a job of having to go through and moderate content for these Facebook posts, and they say that they're exposed to such horrific things, whether it's sex, whether it's violence, that they're coming down with mental disorders. And, you know, so I'm one that I'll call BS on stuff where, you know, people are faking injuries, then they're spotted carrying a, you know, 85-inch big screen TV out of Best Buy, you know what I'm saying? But I can see where if people sit around all day and they have to moderate this information, I can see where this could really screw with their heads.
It's crazy. I was reading a story when they're doing their training sessions, and this woman talks about they're doing the training video, depicts a man being murdered, stabbed dozens of times, and all of a sudden this woman has to leave the room. She's having panic attacks.
With Facebook, you're dealing with, what, hundreds and hundreds of users, hundreds and hundreds of millions of users. Is it billions? Is it a couple of billion? Might even be a couple of billion users worldwide on Facebook. And I can't even imagine the amount of content that people put up that has to be moderated. And they have to remove this material. But they have to go through, obviously, just hours and hours of reviewing this stuff. And the complaint is they're not given adequate training. They're not given access to psychiatrists or doctors to help them through some of the crap that they've seen.
Yeah. Can I tell you the most horrifying thing I saw on Facebook?
Well, is it okay for broadcast?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
It's a guy driving around going, I'm going to kill the next person I see.
Oh, my God.
And then he sees an old man. Have you guys not seen this?
No.
He sees an old man, and the old man goes, how can I help you? And he goes, boom, and shoots him right in the face.
Are you serious? Oh,
have you not seen that?
No.
Come on.
No,
that was a big story a couple years ago.
Is that real?
Did that get by the moderators? What kind of terrible job are they doing?
It was on Facebook.
All right.
Anyway, the lawyers for some of these employees that are suing, again, there are numerous lawsuits all around the world. They say that some of the moderators trying to moderate Facebook content have attempted suicide. Others have been diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Some are just tormented. They can't sleep. They have health problems. Others have severe depression. They're having flashbacks. They're lashing out. They have anger issues. They're breaking down. Their relationships, their marriages are crumbling. Holy schnit.
They also did a study on a lot of those moderators here in the United States who are having sex with one another at work as a sort of relief thing, and also turning to drugs and alcohol at work.
Oh my God. So they're hitting up the bong, and they're shooting up heroin?
It's like trauma bonding is what
they
call it.
They're mainlining and they're having sex?
I know is three people quit Facebook yesterday because some guy tried to post an hour-long video of bees being removed from his house, and they were just so traumatized by this guy eating this beehive. Honey.
Does anybody use the Seresto flea and tick collar?
No, I just started bathing more often.
All right, Fester, stop. Apparently, there are nearly 1,700 pet deaths that are linked to a flea and tick collar. Seresto, I think you might have this wrong. The flea and tick collar, it's supposed to kill the ticks and the fleas. I don't think it's supposed to kill the dogs. This is a crazy story. And, you know, granted, there are many more dogs out there that are wearing the collar that are obviously not dying, but you've got like 1,700 dogs that have died because of a flea and tick collar from Seresto. All right, I want to go to phones on this. Is anybody listening that uses the Seresto flea and tick collar on your dog? And has there been a problem? Yeah, we got a loaded segment next. I want to start with this, just take a couple of minutes, because I saw this, I was amazed. All right, if you've got a Seresto flea and tick collar story, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and the gang here at 920 minutes away. We'll give away the Universal tickets, another pair of Universal tickets and a parking pass. In about, I don't know, 12, 15 minutes, somewhere around there. So hang on, your chance to win coming up in minutes here on the MJ Morning Show. I love my dogs. We've got two Jack Russell Terriers. For those that know me, we've had Jacks for years. We used to have Scarlet and Romeo. They lived to like, what, almost 18 and almost 19. We now have two new Jack Russells. We've got the fabulous Scout who rules the roost, and then Gatsby is our male. And they are both 2.5 years old now. Love our dogs. I can't imagine that you buy a flea and tick collar, which we don't use a flea and tick collar. We use the combo pill they get once a month. And I saw this last night that a popular flea and tick collar is linked to like 1,700 pet deaths.
Oh, that's it? My gosh, it's a lot.
Oh, you said that's it, like that was like you expected more pet deaths.
Oh, sarcastic, because it was so many.
All right, Froggy.
I don't want my dog to die. I love my dog.
75,000 incident reports have been received by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, about Seresto pet collars developed by Bayer, you know, the big company Bayer, and manufactured by Elanco or Elanco, introduced in 2012. There are 1,698 pet deaths and nearly 1,000 incidents involving harm to humans as well. Oh my, what is going on here?
This is crazy.
What are the humans doing?
Now, granted, there are far more than 1,700 dogs.
There's millions, probably.
That are wearing this collar, but still, it just seems that 1,700 deaths. I mean, should there be any deaths from a flea and tick collar? I don't think so. It's like, you know, a can of corn. I really don't want there to be deaths associated with a can of, you know, Green Giant corn. I mean, I'm sure there are people that probably choke to death, but that's not really the Green Giant guy's fault, is it?
Well, you got to chew the kernels.
All right, let me go to phones on this. I asked the question, has anybody had a problem with these Seresto brand flea and tick collars? And I asked for phones. We can grab your calls right now, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Let me grab... How about Chris in Hudson? Chris, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hello.
Hi, MJ. Love your show. I did have a problem with the Seresto collar with my dog.
What happened?
I have a pug. I actually have two now, but my older one, she just turned three. We took her to the vet for her shots when she
What happened?
And he's like, oh, you got to try this collar. It's, you know... it's new here and it's like the best. And so I took it home and we put it on her. Within 30 minutes of me putting it on my baby, she couldn't breathe. She started drooling. Her joints got stiff. It was horrible.
My God.
Yeah. And so I immediately took it off her. I mean, years ago I worked for a vet. And I was like, there's something wrong with this. So I took it off her and I put her in the tub and I, you know, bathed her and to get any of the residue off.
All right. Was your dog okay after you took the collar off and bathed?
About 2 days later, she was back to normal.
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad your dog didn't die like some of these 1,700 dogs, but you knew immediately that something was wrong.
Yeah. And, I told my son, I was like, there's something wrong with her. I should take that off immediately. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's actually the actual collar is still sitting in my drawer in a Ziploc bag because I was like, and it, the collar was like $80.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes. Wow.
Holy moly.
Like $80.
I mean, it sounds like you need to wear a hazmat outfit to handle this thing.
Get rid of that thing.
Chris, thanks for the call. Thank you for telling us a story. Caleb is next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Caleb, tell us about your incident with the Seresto flea and tick collar.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, it was a very frightening experience. I also have Jack Russells, two of them, and I put it on the oldest one. We normally were treating them with Trifexis, I think is what you're talking
yeah,
about.
So we give our pups Trifexis, and it seems to work fine.
Yeah. I was doing that with our oldest. And I wanted to get him off of that because that's not really good for dogs either.
I'll have to research that.
My dogs are fine.
No, they're good. It affects them all differently, I guess.
All right.
But
so what happened with the collar? What happened with the Seresto with you?
The collar, so I'm thinking maybe since he's getting older, let's try to get him off of this and put him on something simpler and maybe it won't affect him as bad, whatever it may be. And within about 2 hours of me putting it on him, he fell asleep within about the first 30 minutes, and I was kind of tracking him because I was sketchy on his same thing.
Right.
And you know how dogs run in their sleep? He wasn't doing that. It was more like a seizure-type deal.
So your dog started seizing in the sleep. So what happened? Did your dog almost die? How bad was the medical episode?
I had to take him to the vet, and he did almost die. Thank God he's still alive.
How long ago was this?
This was about 2 years ago.
And did the vet say, hey, yeah, we got problems. We see problems with Seresto. Did the vet
They did not mention anything about the collar.
When did you hear? Now, I just told the story that, like, there were 1,700 deaths for dogs and people are freaking out. When did you know about this prior to me talking about the story?
No, I did not. That's why I wanted to call. I've listened to you guys all the time, but this one actually kind of hit home. That's why I wanted to call in.
Unbelievable. And your dog are the dogs okay now?
Yeah. Winston's okay.
Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for the call.
Wow. See, Caleb gets his news here just like Froggy. I mean,
what a crazy story.
And those are expensive. She was right. Yeah, 50, 60 bucks each.
What'd you say? Expensive shoes?
No, expensive.
She's right.
She was right.
Oh,
the first caller.
I thought you said shoes. I'm like, what? No,
the first caller, Chris, said how much money they were. I thought it was a lot of money, but she's right. That's what they're going for.
All right. When we get back, the price of these Dr. Seuss books, the ones that are being like discontinued, the whole Dr. Seuss cancel deal, the prices of some of these books that are being discontinued, unbelievable. And folks, I have a garage sale find that you are not going to believe. We all dream of these garage sale finds. Hold on. Hollywood dirt, morons in the news, a lot of crap. Next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, MJ and the crew here. I got Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. And just a bit, today's Thursday, right? I mean, the whole bee thing, it consumed my life yesterday. I just looked at my Instagram. I'm picking up followers left and right on my Instagram at Certified Todd Schnitt. That's my real name. I think most people know that MJ is Todd Schnitt. Shocker. But my Instagram is my real name, at Certified Todd Schnitt. The video is on my Instagram. I shot an Instagram live of the 30,000 bees being removed from my house yesterday. I'm 6 inches away from thousands of bees. I did not have a bee suit on because they were friendly bees. It was unbelievably exhilarating. It was amazing. The video, people are saying, my God, I've never seen anything like this. We also have the video up on the website at mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. So take a look. People are fascinated. We can't look away. I'm hearing it from everybody. If you haven't seen what 30,000 bees look like inside my home, well, take a look. MJMorningShow.com or my Instagram. All right, couple of things. Froggy, when you see this, you're going to turn into like some kind of a garage sale, yard sale robot. I just know your personality.
You know how I get hooked into these hobbies.
Yeah, you get hooked in. I tell you what, you're going to be garage selling. Looking for this deal.
Garage hunters.
I'll get to that here in a second. First of all, Roxanne sent me yesterday some screenshots of the prices on some of these banned or Dr. Seuss books that are about to be like canceled and pulled out of publication.
Yeah, six titles are no longer going to be published because of imagery that's been in them for all this time.
Yeah, I got the six titles here, and there's a whole lot of action on this.
So two of them. One, if I ran the zoo, I found that one in paperback for $970.
What the hell?
Yes.
Not even the hardcover or the cardboard cover, the paperback for
$970.
Oh my God.
Okay, Scrambled Egg Supper. Now I found that a couple days ago for $987 on Amazon. Not available anymore. Not even on one of their choices.
All right, listen to this. I got some eBay numbers here. An edition of On Beyond Zebra, as of yesterday, had a bid of $670. It's probably more. And the day before, it was put up for auction, a starting price of $14.99.
Yeah, they're trying to jack up all this stuff.
Then you have the Cat's Quizzer from 1976, one of the now banned, canceled Dr. Seuss books. That skyrocketed to over $500. It was listed for $9.99 just earlier this week on Monday. Scrambled Egg Supper is another one, over $600 on eBay. On Saturday, it was listed for $8. Mike, if I ran a zoo, that is being attacked for offensive caricatures of Asian and African people, received three bids for less than $10 in its first 5 days. Now it's over $400. My God.
Are these really collector's items, Dr. Seuss books?
Well, here's the deal. When you look at the auction sites and some of the third-party bookseller sites now, the prices on some of these books that are being yanked, if I ran a zoo and Mr. Elegant's Pool, some of these are selling from between $920 to $4,500. Wow. What the heck?
I was able to find pictures of Scrambled Egg Supper online, and I was able to see about 70% of it.
Right.
It's just about a little boy making his sister breakfast. I don't understand the bad stuff about
it. What's offensive?
I don't know.
The boy's making the food?
I saw some of the girl. I saw some of the Asian imagery.
Is he spiking the sister's breakfast with like some kind of a hallucinogenic drug or something? What do you see, Fester?
I saw some of the drawings depicting Asian people.
Yeah.
They were.
Oh yeah, pretty, those are bad.
They were pretty stereotypically.
Yeah, I mean you're looking at like 1930s drawings, right. And
it's basically like kabuki art. Right.
But when you look back now, you're saying, yeah, you know what? That's not really a fair depiction. But back then, times change.
Right,
they do. I mean, Leave It to Beaver. You couldn't have Ward and June sleeping in the same bed. I don't think. Right?
Can't even say Beaver anymore.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
Nice Beaver.
Right?
I think when you look at Dr. Seuss's body of work, he had a lot of positive messages.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss
was a nut.
Yeah, seriously. He encouraged kids to eat green meat, okay? That's not good at all.
No, actually, he's ahead of his time. Green is better.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss's 130-year-old wife, she gave an interview yesterday.
What happened?
That's, you know, yesterday.
So this is like National Read a Book Week or something, and it's all based around Dr. Seuss's birthday.
What happened?
He was 120 years old yesterday, the day before.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, March 2nd is
The Denver Library says they're not yanking Dr. Seuss. I think I saw that the New York Public Library also says they're not pulling Dr. Seuss. That's good. Dr. Seuss's stepdaughter, she gave an interview as well to Fox News yesterday, and she said...
What happened?
She said that Dr. Seuss didn't have a racist bone in his body.
No, he just drank a bunch of absinthe and wrote books that didn't make any sense.
Froggy, I'm about to...
I'm a mouse. I'm a house. You're a shoe.
Would you eat it in a car? Would you drink with me in a bar? My kids love this crap.
Would you do it with a goat? Would you do it on a boat?
All right. Hey, baby, come on over here.
Froggy, I'm about to turn you into... you're already obsessive compulsive.
I might be, yes. I do pick up hobbies and then become engrossed with them.
Froggy's got to take like a certain number of steps to get to his car door. Froggy, don't you have to... Yeah. Oh, yeah, Froggy's whack.
Yeah, he has some isms that are...
I wear the same underwear back-to-back every day.
What's the deal that... You told me this a long time ago that if you don't take a certain number of steps to your car, that you're going to be in a crash? What is that about?
I do it with my door. I do it with steps. I sort of do it with brushing my teeth.
You're going to be in a crash if you don't stop driving crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, and he sits. You can't say Indian style anymore.
I sit crisscross applesauce when I drive sometimes.
When I was a kid, the teacher would say in first, second grade, hey, gather in a semicircle. Everybody sit Indian style.
Ow.
When I was, like first grade, second grade, third grade.
It's comfortable.
Now you can't say Indian style.
Now it's Native American style.
No, it's crisscross applesauce.
Now it's indigenous person style.
Now it's certain deep vein thrombosis because it's not good for your legs.
Froggy, you're going to become OCD on this. Guy goes to a yard sale up in Connecticut. This is New Haven, Connecticut. By the way, I would love me some Frank Pepe, New Haven, Worcester Street pizza right about now. And you got Sally a pizza right up the street as well. That's also fantastic.
Okay.
All right. So New Haven, Connecticut, guy is just going to garage sales, yard sales. The guy purchases a blue and white Chinese bowl, $35.
Ooh.
Apparently he pretty much knew what he was doing. Turns out that the $35 bowl that he bought at this yard sale in New Haven, Connecticut, turns out it's a rare Ming Dynasty piece.
Oh, my God.
And it's going up for auction at Sotheby's in Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
It's going to fetch between $300,000 and $500,000.
Oh, my Lord. It's like antique roadhouse. Is that he didn't know what it was worth and he showed some guy who was like...
No. He apparently knew. He was a savvy... He knew that he had something.
Right when he saw it, he was like, whoa.
It's a 6.25-inch wide bowl. It is going to be auctioned off at Sotheby's on March 17th. Ornately decorated dish features depictions of lotuses, chrysanthemums, pomegranate blossoms, dates back to like 1403 to 1424. And its upper estimate is $500,000 for a piece this guy bought at a yard sale in New Haven, Connecticut, home of Yale, for $35.
I would have passed right by that thing. I'm always looking for fishing lures.
Is that not unbelievable?
Wow.
Crazy.
Not fair.
You never know. How about like Jackson Pollock's? Haven't those been found at garage sales?
More
right?
garbage.
What do you say?
More garbage crap. Another guy got drunk and just fell on the canvas.
I mean, listen, to be honest, my dog could make a Jackson Pollock.
Ugh.
I can throw up on blank canvas. Look, it's a Jackson Pollock.
Paintings of the pits.
All right, final segment next, MJ Morning Show. Stand by.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, the big question is something bad going to happen in Washington, D.C. today? This is November 4th. I'm sorry.
This is March 4th.
Hang on. I'm thinking about November. I'm thinking about the election. And the aftermath of the election. This is March 4th. And there's a conspiracy theory that Trump is going to be reinstated as, I think, the 18th president of the United States. Not 45 or 46, but the 18th president. Because this goes back to some kind of constitutional claim. And, of course, March 4th is significant because March 4th used to be Inauguration Day. Up until like 1933 when they changed it to January 20th. So here we are, it's March 4th, and the aftermath of the November elections, obviously, and I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but there is the potential for violence, and there is intelligence that one of these groups wants to overrun the Capitol today again, like what happened on January 6th. Just a heads up. There's a big alert in Washington, D.C. They even canceled the session of Congress today on this thing. So heads up, Capitol Police, National Guard, security, it's out of control. All right, on yesterday's program, we talked about this guest pitch. And Roxanne said, hey, I'm endorsing this new product. And they have a spokesperson for the product, and the product's called Thin Energy. And it's a drink. And Roxanne, you're going to start endorsing next week. And you said Dee Dee Wong is part of the project here. And I didn't know who Dee Dee Wong was, but then you told me that she played a hooker in The Sopranos.
I knew that would reel you in.
In season 5, episode 11.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm a huge Sopranos fan, so
she's here.
This is great. Dee Dee Wong is in the studio. Dee Dee, welcome. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you, MJ. I just love your energy. And yes, I was in The Sopranos as a prostitute.
All right, so you played a hooker in The Sopranos, season 5, episode 11. Can you tell me what your scene was about?
Yeah, I was from the Jade Escort. So he saw this infomercial on TV. He calls for me, and then I pressed the bell in the hotel room, walked in, got myself a drink, and then we humped.
Oh! It wasn't a difficult situation.
Hey, let me show you the gabagool, all right? I got the gabagool.
I did not think I would lead my interview with you with that.
So you actually had a scene with James Gandolfini.
I did. That's awesome. Was such an amazing guy, honestly. I'm so sad he's not with us anymore, but such a professional guy. And even the director, all of the crew were just very, very... you know, taking care of me, knowing that I was about to do that kind of scene.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love The Sopranos. My wife and I, we rewatched it like a year and a half ago. We watched every episode from the beginning. That it holds up so well. It is still so amazing. And I remember the episode. I'm going to have to go back. Yeah, I remember that actual. I remember most things from all the episodes.
Well, but it must have been a good scene.
I do remember that. All right, so Roxanne's going to be endorsing the Thin Energy drink product. You're involved as well?
Yes, I'm an investor. So I'm an alternative investor. I love investing in so many different things. And this just really caught my eye. It's plant-based. It's got elderberry, zinc, vitamin C and D, all of those things that's just good for our bodies right now, especially because of COVID. So yeah, I got in and I'm promoting.
And Dee Dee, you are Asian.
I am Chinese.
So you're Chinese. Can I ask you, you know, we got this whole Dr. Seuss controversy and a bunch of the titles have been canceled. There is a depiction of Asian characters in one of the books.
Never thought of it. Never once. And I read these books, right, by the way, to my, I have 4 children, 10-year-old, 7-year-old, and twins at 5. And I read these books to them. Never once did I think, people are just making mayhem out of molehills, I think. Is that the saying in America?
I like that one better. It's making a mountain out of a molehill.
There you go.
But making mayhem out of a molehill, I like that. That could
be
even better.
I'm good at these things.
That's fantastic.
And then also, you're involved in women's soccer. My daughter plays.
Yes.
My daughter plays Division I soccer for the University of New Hampshire.
Well, let me just tell you this. This is breaking news on the MJ Morning Show. Breaking news. I have just agreed to be an owner of the Chicago Red Stars, which is the first league in the women's professional soccer league. Yeah. Very excited.
Congratulations.
The mogul over here. I like it.
That is fantastic.
Hit me up for some tickets to the games. I'm sure I'll be able to take care of all of you.
MJ,
this is a good contract for you, MJ.
I don't know if there'll be seating available at the Red Star games.
Do you know the North Carolina women's coach? Do you know of Paul Riley? You ever
hear? I will be honest. I just got in, right, so okay, I'm learning. Right. Yeah, I will know her.
Paul Riley was my daughter's coach up on Long Island, as a matter of fact. For ECNL and whatever that became. Hey, Dee Dee, it's great to have you on.
Thank you so much.
And Roxanne's going to be endorsing the product.
Thin Energy.
Yeah, starting next week, Thin Energy,
yes,
right?
Where can you get it?
In retailers near you?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good.
Look for it.
All right, fantastic. Dee Dee Wong.
Check my social media. That's what it is.
Sopranos Hooker from, what year was that, by the way?
Gosh, I don't remember.
That'd be, 1999, 2000,
2002? Five?
Oh, maybe, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it ran from 2000. Right, yeah, there you go. Hey, Dee Dee, thanks for coming
MJ.
On. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Folks, we're done. Website is loaded, mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. And, of course, you got to see the bee video. mjmorningshow.com for the unbelievable bee removal of 30,000 bees at my house yesterday. mjmorningshow.com. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.